Let's pray. Loving God, speak to us. Guide our thoughts and stir us where we need to act. In and through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First of all, thank you to our two readers, and a particular thanks to Trish for reading our Acts reading with all those difficult words. They're not easy ones to read. When we got to Philippi, I had a New Testament lecturer at St. John's when I was training for ordination, who all the way through the Acts module called it Philippi, which I've never heard before, but I know it's Philippi, but there we are. We all have different ways of pronouncing things, depending on which part of the country that we come from, I guess. I wonder if you've ever found yourself having a hunch about something. That sense from deep within that you should follow a particular pathway or a course of action. That kind of feeling, yeah, I think I need to do that. There's something speaking inside me. In the Christian world, we sometimes call this a sense of discernment, which can be both affirming and quite tough. And sometimes we may find ourselves unsure what to do in a particular circumstance. Or maybe equally, your hunch or your sense is that the pathway or course of action you might embark on doesn't seem the right thing to do. And it can be sometimes hard to then move on confidently and saying, I'm putting that over there and I'm moving on this way. As I said at the beginning of the service, in St. Andrew's, we are in the midst of reordering plans. And I know that these were not just a bright idea that somebody dreamt up one day and then tried to turn into reality. Far from it. The plans have emerged over a period of many months, following discernment, discussions, consultations, both with the local community and with the Diocese of Bartholomew Wells. And most of all, the desire to reorder has been discerned from much prayer. And we continue to pray and hold the plans before God in seeking His will for His church in this community, both now and for generations to come. So can I ask that you please pray for the PCC? Keep the PCC in your prayers. We have various subgroups, a Bell subgroup and a Reordering subgroup. Do pray for them and please encourage them. They need your encouragement. We need your encouragement. These can be uncertain times when seeking to bring about change. This morning, our preaching picks up on the listening theme that we began in the middle of last month. And a couple of weeks ago, our focus was on listening to Jesus through the account of the road to Emmaus in Luke's Gospel. And today, our focus is listening in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we've heard that account from the Acts of the Apostles. And this was one of the three missionary journeys that Paul and his companions were on. These journeys across the Mediterranean were not for the faint-hearted. Not sure whether you're a fan of ferries, cruises, whatever. This was something completely different. With unpredictable weather and storms blowing up at any moment, the risk of shipwreck, as Paul discovered to his cost more than once, was ever present. Paul was an itinerant preacher. He travelled around bringing the gospel. He brought Christianity to the Mediterranean. He often faced setbacks as well as huge encouragements along the way. And if you think about Paul for a moment, remember that Paul, prior to his own conversion to Christianity, was called Saul, and he was the arch persecutor of Christians. And his dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus literally turned his life upside down and around, back to front. He turned from one of persecuting others to following Jesus, his Saviour and his Lord. He was as passionate, I think, about Jesus as he was about persecuting the Christians. So imagine what that might have looked like. You could say that Paul was on fire for God. That would probably be an accurate description of him. Someone who depended on God. Someone who listened to God through through his Spirit. And Paul and his companions, Timothy and Silas, travelled through many areas in the Mediterranean to get from A to B. Sometimes it involved a sea crossing, and at other times it may have involved going through dangerous territory. So it was never without its risks. But Paul would have known that God was with him, and he, Paul, was doing God's work. It's interesting that the Holy Spirit, on the face of things, in this Acts reading, appears to be mentioned negatively twice. First one, having been kept by the Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. For whatever reason, Paul and his companions were effectively going to pass through this province in order to move on elsewhere. We don't know why they were not to stay in that province, but in listening to and being guided by the Holy Spirit, it was clearly not part of God's plan. And again, the Spirit is mentioned a second time, seemingly negatively, when they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Why? We don't know. But again, we can assume this is all part of God's greater plan, with the Holy Spirit prompting Paul as to what to do and where to go. And then the Spirit intervened a third time, and this time it was through a dream or a vision, as it's described in the Bible reading in Acts. And I believe that sometimes God can speak to us through dreams, either when we're actually asleep, or through a vision, a picture, a kind of image, when we're awake, but we're tuned in to God and listening to his Spirit. And Paul's vision that he had was of the man of Macedonia. And the man was begging them to come and help. Come to that place. Come and join us. We need you. Come and help us. I think those words spoke very strongly to Paul in that dream, because that's where they went. And Macedonia may well have not been on Paul's planned itinerary. It probably wasn't. By many standards, Macedonia was a very poor region, in economic terms, certainly. And yet, faith-wise, was rich beyond measure. There were new churches being birthed that were growing, thriving, and flourishing. Something must have been going right. And the Holy Spirit led Paul into Macedonia, and we heard in the reading of the encounter with Lydia from Thyatira. Now that was when he got to Philippi, as I should say. And Lydia was a woman described as a dealer in purple cloth. She was nobody's fool. She was a smart businesswoman. The Karen Millen, I've got the right person of the day, Coco Chanel, whoever. She had a top-end fashion house. That's who Lydia was. And through Paul's ministry, Lydia became a Christian. And then her entire household were baptised. And that's one of the reasons we actually conduct infant baptisms, because it's not just one person being baptised, the whole lot are all baptised, however young, however old. Discerning what we should do and where we should go is something for a Christian, where we seek the Spirit to guide us. We ask the Holy Spirit where we should go, what we should do. We listen in the power of the Spirit. And sometimes we may need to be really quiet to do that, because it's often the words often come in a whisper. So if we're too busy talking, we won't hear. The extraordinary thing is that we listen and act. Sometimes it doesn't even make sense. Lydia, the businesswoman from Thyatira, may never have heard the gospel, and the gospel may never have reached Europe if Paul and his companions hadn't listened in the power of the Spirit and travelled to Macedonia, even though it may not have made sense to do so. And then, as we know, they travelled onwards to Philippi and onwards. And discernment wasn't just for them, it's for all time. Almost 4 years ago now, nearly 4 years ago, when I was discerning what my next post might look like, and where it was to be. At the time, in prayer, I said to God, God, I'll go anywhere. And I did mean it. I looked at jobs in the Church Times, north, south, east and west, and beyond. And at that point, I had no idea that I'd be relocating to Somerset. On the face of things, Somerset wasn't sensible for us. We didn't know anybody here. We had no immediate family here. Why would we come here to Somerset? That image of the walking boots, for those of you who are a bit newer won't know this, but on the parish profile that was kind of put together for the post, on the front of it was an image of walking boots. Come walk with us. And that kind of spoke to me profoundly, amongst many other things too. And I listened to the Holy Spirit. I trusted God. And in July 2020, we moved down to join you in this benefice. What hunches is God giving you? What nudges? What's he saying to you? Don't ignore them because they perhaps don't seem sensible. So easy just to dismiss it. But don't ignore them. If you're not sure, come talk to me. Or talk to another Christian. Talk to someone. Don't feel you need to wrestle with this on your own. It may be nothing to do with relocation, as it was for me, but it could be something else. Listen in the power of the Spirit. Be guided by the Spirit. Be led. And hear the Spirit's prompting. So I draw these thoughts to a conclusion. One final thing I wanted to mention is that in this Acts Bible reading, the Spirit doesn't speak to an individual, but to a group. And there are times when God's Spirit will break in for many of us at the same time. Are we listening? Are we tuned in for the sake of the gospel? What might God, in the power of his Spirit, want SWC churches, St Andrew's, Compton, Dunton, Street and Bolton, to do next? So I leave that challenge and question with you, and let's pray. Loving God, help us to be guided by you. Help us to be led by your Spirit. May we know that prompting. May we question that hunch. And may we discern your will. In Jesus' name.